every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is a Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot of news to get into here today. Do we ever? It's a very, very busy weekend upcoming. We're coming off a very busy weekend. We got NXT TV coming up tonight. We got Dynamite coming up tomorrow with Continental Classic matches. And then we got Final Resolution. We got Ring of Honor Final Battle. We got NXT Deadline. The list goes on and on. In a week, we have got the Saturday night's main event. Obviously, the Raw Report will be coming up as well, and plenty more to get into. But I do want to open with the news that CM Punk's dog, Larry, has passed away. Punk released a statement Tuesday announcing the dog that he and AJ rescued from Paws Chicago 11 years ago crossed the Rainbow Bridge recently, he said. Paws Chicago is a no-kill shelter. They posted a video in 2023 detailing Punk and Lee's adoption of Larry. Of course, Larry probably among the more famous dogs in wrestling. Punk and AJ talked about Larry all the time, and Larry recently passed away. So all the best to Punk and AJ. Very sad to hear that. Pretty much everybody in wrestling has been sending condolences, so very sorry to hear that. So we'll get into all of the other news today, including TNA Wrestling, their new television deal, all the details we have about that. We'll have more on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well coming up. But that's going to be the top story other than Raw, and we'll get into all of it after the break. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. We'll get into all of that after the break. Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And yes, Filthy is here today. For some reason, I thought I was going to be going solo today, but he showed up. What's going on?
Kind of disappointed in myself.
For showing up?
Now. Yeah.
We'll have fun.
Paid day off.
We'll have a lot of fun today. Well, you're going Thursday solo, so I was going to kind of switch things, but hey, listen, let's talk about TNA. They officially have a new television home. Confirming what had become increasingly likely over the past couple of weeks, it was announced today, TNA has reached a multi-year media rights deal with AMC. Deal begins on Thursday, January 15, 2026, a live Impact episode from the Curtis Colwell Center, Garland, Texas. Impact will be carried on both the AMC television channel and its streaming service, AMC Plus. The show had been airing on Thursdays from 8 to 10. It will now be airing from 9 to 11 Eastern, so an hour later. And I guess there were rumors for reasons I absolutely cannot explain. But it was reported by, I don't even know who it was today, but somebody like posted that the TNA, WWE, NXT deal was like done after this. And it's absolutely not at all. The NXT, WWE, TNA deal is pretty much the reason they got this television deal. They mentioned in the press release their relationship with WWE and NXT. I guess everybody involved has stated today it is not going away. This is from all sides. It would make no sense for the two sides to stop working together. So I don't know where that came from, but that is not the case. So the press release noted a bunch of different things about the history of TNA, et cetera, et cetera. And what is interesting is they mentioned that the debut is going live, but that's all they mentioned. So the two big questions, we knew that TNA was getting a television deal. CW had been rumored this summer. Then over the past couple of weeks, AMC began to be rumored. And, you know, Carlos Silva had stated in interviews that he actually flat out said, what we're looking for is $10 million a year. And, you know, that sounds like a lot of money. And for TNA, it's a lot of money. But if you're looking like the amount of money that, you know, I think NXT is $30 million a year and AEW is significantly more than that. WWE is like miles beyond that. You know, $10 million is it's a bargain for
a drop
AMC.
In the bucket.
It kind of is, really, if you look at the kind of numbers that wrestling delivers. Although of late, you know, with the big data plus panel, they're not doing quite as well. But still, $10 million, it's a 3-year deal, so it looks like $30 million over 3 years. And You know, that's good money for TNA. I don't know if it's financially feasible, even with $10 million a year, to go live every week, nor do I think they need to go live every week. I think they will be perfectly fine going live every other week or however they're doing it now. I don't think they need to go live every week. And it was not mentioned. It was not mentioned in the press release here. And they did a Zoom call this morning, and I don't think it was mentioned there either. So we'll see if they end up going live every week. I think if AMC will allow them not to, they should take advantage of that, because they would end up making a lot more money and profit not going live every week. But I guess we'll see. But they got their television deal. I know there's at least one person on the chat that said it wasn't going to happen, and of course they're not here today. But they're now on AMC. 57 million homes.
For all the people complaining about the recent booking in TNA, look what happens as soon as they get rid of Mike Santana as the champion. They get this big television deal.
Is that right?
Well, the proof's in the pudding, is it not? Kazarian on top, big money coming in.
Pretty sure they were deep in negotiations before that decision was made.
AMC, I'm a big fan of this, by the way. A lot bigger fan of this than them ending up on CW Network or another channel which already has wrestling programming. I think this is a lot better for TNA to be the sole wrestling programming on AMC, and then they could be kind of a focal point. Maybe we'll even get some crossovers. I mean, Lance Storm could star in the Walking Dead pan.
So Walking Dead was on AMC, as well as Breaking Bad and Mad Men. So they've had some pretty big shows on that channel. And they also had Billy Corgan's pro wrestling-related reality show in 2014, but that never ended up airing. So, again, we don't know the financial details, but it's believed to be about $10 million per year. And we don't know live every week, but nothing was mentioned about it, so I guess we shall see. But good news for TNA. They're not moving to Wednesdays. They're not moving to Wednesdays. That had obviously been rumored. And, you know, they're gonna remain on Thursdays, which I think is for the best, you know. I think that's for the best for everybody involved. So, on Tuesday morning, Carlos Silva was on Busted Open Radio. He was asked if the TNA-NXT relationship will continue. Absolutely, he said. It's a big part of helping us get this deal. It's a big part of now being able to almost give back a little, provide a big platform for some of those superstars as well. So absolutely, the storylines, the things we're doing together, just going to continue to grow into 2026. Last 5 to 6 months have been awesome. I think there's more to come. 2026 is going to just build off that and be even bigger.
Brian, I'm on the AMC website right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, right on the front page, under featured shows already, TNA Impact premieres January 15th.
That's a good promotion.
So, yeah, they're getting a big push right off the bat coming into the new territory. Although they are behind, it appears, 4 Christmases, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, The Polar Express, and Elf.
Well,
on
you,
the
know,
docket. So
you know,
those are all, but those are all big time players.
I was going to say you can ridicule that, but the fact is every December, and there will be like, there's one night where all of a sudden you look at the ratings and it's like, wow, you know, wrestling didn't do so good tonight. And then you look at what else was in like the top 5 and it's like Elf and all of these other movies. I mean, they kill during the holiday season. So they should be ranked above.
No, that's Die Hard.
What'd you get out of here? Now, this relationship, this TNA-NXT relationship, I mean, when it first started, it was, you know, what is this going to do for either side? But, I mean, the fact is it's really done well for both sides. I mean, if you look at TNA, hey, listen, whatever you want to say about Santana and the booking of TNA, okay, there's a lot you can say about the booking, but they have drawn their 2 largest audiences of all time for live events this year, and more people are talking about TNA than they have since, gee whiz, over a decade.
If you ask me, they're starting to look like they could be the number 2 promotion.
Oh, yeah?
In the
world. Yeah, let's get that on the front page. So anyway, that's the update, and we'll talk more when we know more. But who's going to be watching TNA now that it's on AMC?
Vinny.
Anybody? Vinny's already watching it.
Well, he's got to continue.
Yeah, I wonder what this means, by the way, for, I guess TNA Plus will continue on, but, you know, that was one of the ways that you could watch TNA was to subscribe to TNA Plus, and now it's going to be much easier because, you know, you're talking not only the 57, 60 million homes, but the AMC Plus, I forget how much it costs, but it's not that much.
I think it's like $7.
It's like $7, and you can get everything on there. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of different ways to watch TNA, and it will be easier than ever. The January 15th episode, which is going live, the first show on AMC, those tickets go on sale to the general public December 11th. Pre-sale set to begin on December 9th. And so I presume that that's going to do probably a pretty good attendance as well, quite frankly. They'll probably get some NXT people on the show. There's obviously something going on. There's a storyline with NXT and TNA that's going on. Much stronger in TNA now than on the NXT side. For a while there, NXT was just TNA people all over the place. Now it's kind of gone the other direction. And in fact, they've got a show coming up this Friday, which has got a lot of NXT wrestlers on the show, including Tyson and Tyreek, and Stax is going to be on the show, Charlie Dempsey, and I think some others as well, but I got to update my lineup. Back
Alexis
in a moment.
King.
Yep, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom joining us here today. We got a lot to get into. Talk about Raw here in a moment. Obviously, the big news was TNA. Talked a lot about that in the prior segment. Now we got the quick update on the World Tag League, everyone's favorite, the World Tag League, Jeremy Finestone.
Blood fire.
Speaking of strong style, Jeremy Finestone has got the update. So for December 2nd, which was basically this morning, A Block Night 5, Bolton Oleg and Yano beat Owens and Yujiro, and Bishamon beat Evil and Don Fale. Kid and Tsuji beat Shuji Ishikawa and Desperado, and Shingo's War Dragons beat Taichi and Kojima. Then for, I think that's the update right now. So the standings at this point, actually there might have been a couple of others since we updated, but I think we did all of these yesterday.
We did.
Okay, so right now we got Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa, Yota Tsuji and Gabe Kidd, and Evil and Don Fale all tied with 6 points. Bishamon, War Dragons, and Yano and Bolton, 4 points. Taiji and Kojima at 2 points. Yujiro and Chase Owens are still, they got nothing. And then Ren, Narita, and Sonata are still at the top of Block B. And pretty much everybody else has 4 points except Tanahashi and ELP, which have two. So their next B Block show is tomorrow. So that's the update on the World Tag League.
How many points do Yuto Ice, the Jamaican Masterpiece, and Oscar, the Knockout Brothers, have?
The Knockout Brothers.
The IWGP World Tag Team Champion Knockout Brothers. Come on, brother.
They got 4 points in the B Block. So they're just right in the mix with everybody else, basically. All right, let's see. See the article, the Trish Spears article in Social Suplex about the Okada-Tanahashi Wrestle Kingdom match?
No.
Yeah, it's a big long story, which basically takes us through everything leading to the Okada-Tanahashi match at Wrestle Kingdom 20. And we talked about it a lot on Wrestling Observer Radio last night, but basically it goes over all the details regarding who was going to be Tanahashi's last opponent, who did Tanahashi want, who were the names that were kind of in the mix, so to speak, and what happened there at the end. And basically, you know, when Tanahashi was going to retire, he wanted his final match to be with Shinsuke Nakamura, who was under contract with WWE. And obviously, that would require WWE to give them the A-OK to let Nakamura go and do the match. Now, Nakamura's contract allowed him to do matches outside of WWE in Japan. So he could have done it. He could have just done it. But, you know, doing so, there would have been political ramifications if he was still under contract with WWE, because New Japan works not only with AEW, but also with CMLL. So the AEW issue obviously would be that, you know, we've got our guy, Hiroshi Tanahashi. He's the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. Normally that would be the main event of the Tokyo Dome. But because it's Tanahashi's retirement, that is almost certainly going to go on last. And it would essentially have a WWE guy going on last for the Tokyo Dome against Tanahashi, and the AEW champion and IWGP champion, he would be wrestling in the semi-main. So that's an issue politically. And then with CMLL, there's the issue that the entire reason that WWE has purchased AAA is to try to put CMLL out of business. And CMLL is working with New Japan, and they wouldn't want a WWE guy in the main event of the Tokyo Dome. And at the end of the day, you know, they started negotiating with Tana with Okada, and you know, ultimately Okada was the guy that that got picked, and all sides would probably tell a different story. But at the end of the day, if you want to read the entire story, all of the different politics involved, and what people have rumored about why certain things happened and certain things did not, it's up at Social Suplex. Trish Spears has written the article, and you should head up there and check it out because it's got a lot of details and a lot of notes. And did mention, and Dave mentioned last night, that Kenny Omega and Naito were both in discussions, but I don't think either of them were seriously being discussed. The two that were seriously being discussed, and I can tell you this as well, were Nakamura and Okada. And they had been negotiating with Okada for quite a while. So I think they wanted Nakamura if it was going to work, but they also probably figured it's likely not going to work, and so we'll negotiate with Okada and we'll try to get him into the match. So it is Tanahashi Okada. I do think it's going to close the Tokyo Dome. What do you think should go on last, Tom?
I personally just spent 5 minutes as you talked trying to find out if TV Asahi has released the actual time slot and how much time they are giving to the Wrestle Kingdom 20 show when they air it, because I think that's going to determine a lot of what we see. You know what I mean? Is this a situation in which they have 1 hour and they just present Tanahashi and Okada and then the ceremony and then they can move on and have the double title match after that, not even on television? Is this going to be, you know, a situation in which everything is clipped beforehand and then shown? I think that determines what we're going to see as far as the lineup goes.
So you remember the story about Ric Flair and his claim that street drugs caused the death of Hulk Hogan?
I do. I do remember that claim.
Well, Hogan's...
Was it Kratom?
I don't know what it was. But Hogan's widow, Sky, went on TMZ Sports on Monday and denied all allegations by Ric Flair. That did not happen at all, she said. She said Hogan was under constant care of Morton Plant Hospital in Florida. The only changes to Hogan's medicine came following his neck procedure to make sure whatever he was taking didn't impact his lungs. TMZ additionally asked other family sources about Flair's claim. They all also denied the allegations. Ric Flair on social media said he should have never mentioned it, asked to move past the incident so Hogan's legacy can be focused on instead. He said, "Okay, Sky, I got bad information, according to you. I should have never mentioned it. I've known Hogan since 1979. Let's just move past this and concentrate on his legacy, period, end of story. Let's preserve his legacy rather than dwell on any negative energy." And, I mean, the issue here, obviously, is Sky denies that he was taking street drugs. TMZ asked other family sources who denied that Flair or that Hogan was taking street drugs. Flair, in his original post, claims that he was taking street drugs, and he heard that through family members. The family members have since denied this. He also said,
"Well, you know what? Hulk Hogan does have a lot of brothers."
He also said that whether you believe it or not, why are you... Are you all right over there? He also said that whether we believe it or not, it would all come to light within the next month. And so I guess it either comes to light in the next month or there was absolutely nothing to what Ric Flair said. My guess is there was absolutely nothing to what Ric Flair said, but that is what he claimed.
Woo! Gave him that information. Hey,
I'm Ryan. So glad you chose to do the show here today, Tom. Yes, what would you like to say?
I would like to actually change the tune here and send my condolences to CM Punk and AJ Lee on the loss of Larry, their dog.
I did talk about that in the opening segment, but Larry passed away.
And, I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can give your condolences as well. It sucks. It sucks to lose a pet, especially because, you know, they love that Larry. They were always talking about Larry. And
a lot of people love Larry.
Yeah.
So
he had been, in September, Punk said that Larry had recently gone in for surgery and that he'd been driving to shows with Larry in a stroller as opposed to putting him through flights. So it sounds like Larry had been in poor health there for a while. So, yeah, very sad story. Sad to hear about Larry. Jacob Fatu, not been on TV since he was laid out backstage in October. And PW Insider saying there's talk that he could be back soon. Yeah, we talked about this months ago. He was expected back around Survivor Series, and Survivor Series was Saturday, so I would, in fact, expect him back soon. The original report, for reasons unknown, said that he was out indefinitely, and it would be long into 2026
if he came back.
Well, it didn't say that originally. It just said he's out indefinitely, and it's expected to be a long, long, long time. And everybody was like, but it's not a health issue, or it's not an injury, they said. So everybody got really worried. And then later it found out it was dental surgery, and that he would be back soon. So it's very weird how the original story and the actual story were so completely different. Back in a moment with Raw Observer Live.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Ah! Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Filthy, let's do this Raw report. I thought it was better than War Games.
I did actually like this show, yeah. I thought it was a fine professional wrestling show.
Yeah, you know what I thought about that Gunther match with Solo Sikoa?
I bet you really liked it.
I thought it was better than Nikki Bella and Stephanie.
So did I.
Let's get going here.
I'm not here to argue that point. I think that was excellent. A much better professional wrestling match than that one, than Nikki Bella and Stephanie. There you go.
Okay.
We agree. Raw Live on Netflix last night. Wade and Joe Tess were amongst the heathens in the crowd to open the show. They threw it through a Survivor Series video package. And then after the Notables arrived at the arena, Rhea Ripley and Io Sky arrived at the ring to let the Glendale, Arizona, which that is a Phoenix suburb, crowd know that they were not satisfied with winning at War Games. They want revenge, and they are going to go after the Kabuki Warriors women's tag team titles. Instead, Charlotte and Alexa Bliss want their rematch for the titles that they lost, but first, they challenged Rio to take them on tonight in a de facto number one contenders match, and Adam Pearce was then backstage on the phone, excited about the prospect of this match. He made it official. Ivy Nile showed up. She demanded the first shot at Maxine's newly won Intercontinental title. Adam Pearce said, okay, you got it. I'll make it happen. But Maxine is away training right now, and when she gets done, we'll finalize this. So, Brian, before, like, killing the lead later on, think about what a contrast these women's tag team titles have had since WrestleMania.
What a contrast?
Like, yeah. They're now in the main event program. We've got tons of women fighting over them.
Yeah.
When months ago, at the biggest show of the year, I couldn't even tell you who the champions were, how they won it, who was in the match, or why it was taking place other than titles exist.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to. I don't want this to become what they did on SmackDown with the men's tag team division, where we had like six awesome tag teams, and like it was just unfocused. Every week, a different team gets a shot. I didn't like that.
I'm fine with it because these are main eventers. You know what I mean? It's they did this on SmackDown, but we knew that Fraxium, we knew no matter how great the Motor City Machine Guns are, no matter how much they try to push the MFTs, we know that they are not going to be at the top of the card. And now on Raw, it looks like this is going to be the focus.
Well,
so, I'm all for it.
I will say that I, as much as it is a bunch of main eventers in a main event program, I think they should have ended with the Gunther Solo match because that finish of the main event was freaking atrocious. Atrocious.
Yes, but the aftermath I thought was very good.
So. It's all right, yeah.
Last time is now semifinals. I mean, we talked about a little bit about how much Gunther and Solo, how awesome that match was, and we'll get to that later. But I thought this match overachieved.
They did overachieve.
In many ways as well. Jey Uso and LA Knight, yeah. They started off pretty hot. Jey hit a fantastic suicide dive. The crowd was chanting, this is awesome, mere minutes in. Later on, LA Knight tried for the Megaplex, but instead they both fell to the floor. Each man struggled to beat the 10 count, which would have given the winner of the other semifinal a clear shot right to John Cena. However, they beat the 10 count. After a thwarted Uso splash, LA Knight hit a burning hammer. Then he hit the Megaplex. Jey Uso hit a super kick, the spear, went to the top and hit the Uso splash. He repositioned to make the cover And as he did, LA Knight rolled him up in a crucifix of sorts, and he got the win to advance to the finals of the Last Time Is Now tournament. Afterwards, Jey Uso sat in the corner all distraught, and he paced around the ring. Then he destroyed the Prime Hydration Station and left.
You know, there was a period, for a long time actually, where Jey Uso would go out there and he would just have really average matches. And I'd watch Jimmy wrestle, and it's like, Jimmy has better matches than Jey, like, every time out.
Jimmy Uso's great.
He is
great. He was awesome in the War Games.
But, you know what? I don't know if he's got a new agent or what has happened, but he's not wrestling different. He's doing the same stuff. But these Jey Uso matches of late have been so much better. Like, this match, Jey Uso and LA Knight, I mean, it was a legitimately excellent television match. He had that other match in the tournament. Was it with, who was the other match he had? Miz or somebody? But it was like, how could this match possibly be good? It ended up being really good. Rusev, yeah. So, like, he's been having some very good matches of late. And now it looks like no more yeet. You know, they had to do that last yeet in War Games, Tom, because this guy might be turning. Got to get it done.
That's fine if that's what happens. If that's the impetus for him being angry, realizing that he shouldn't have yeeted, and that was the reason Brock Lesnar killed him, I'm all for it. Mm. So Adam Pearce is with Lyra and Bayley. He told them that they were under consideration for a tag title opportunity. They were like, what? Thanks a lot, buddy. They weren't buying it. The Kabuki Warriors approached. Asuka blamed Bayley for her team losing at War Games because Bayley didn't rejoin them. Bayley called them idiots. And Asuka was like, yeah, well, I'm a champion. And tonight, who's in the main event, Bayley? It's Charlotte Flair, not you. We then had the Judgment Day. Liv Morgan, conspicuous by her absence at the beginning, of course. Dom said he is the king of the luchadors, the greatest intercontinental champion of all time. He thanks everyone in the Judgment Day. He thanks Liv Morgan. She comes down to the ring. Dom said they knew Cena would catch on to their plan eventually, so they had to play the ace up their sleeve with Liv. She took the mic. She said that the Judgment Day has been having some problems, but now that she is back, they officially run Monday Night Raw. Then she slapped Dom and jumped into his arms for an embrace.
Yeah, you know what I think is going to happen?
They're splitting this group.
No, you know what I think is going to happen? I think the group is going to stay together. I think that they're teasing that Liv is going to turn on Dom, or they're all going to turn on Roxanne. But what I think is going to happen, they're going to turn on Raquel. She's going to be out. Go singles, babyface. And Liv and Roxanne will be going after the tag team titles. I don't think it's going to happen imminently because they don't do things fast, but I think that's where this is going.
Hmm. Natty's training Maxine at the dungeon. Adam Pearce then talked to ref Eddie Arango backstage. This was interesting. He basically asked him to go undercover and collect dirt on who could have been underneath the hooded attack during the men's War Games match. Paul Heyman was on the show earlier, and Pearce wasn't buying what he was saying backstage. What? Isn't this against, like, PR? You know what I mean?
No.
Or HR? Where's HR when it comes to this? He's sending him undercover to collect dirt.
He's not asking him to do anything illegal. He just wants to say, hey, have you heard anything? See if anyone's heard anything about who was under that mask.
He said he was going to take care of him if he takes care of him.
Yeah, he just
that wants... sounds like they're a little bit of chicanery. They're in cahoots.
Just see if you hear anything, brother.
All right. Dragon Lee and AJ Styles defended the WWE tag titles against one of the most decorated teams in history, the New Day. New Day jumped them early on, although Dragon Lee fired back by giving Woods a Hurricane Rana off the apron onto Kingston. Lee made the tag to AJ, who ran wild with some strikes, but he got cut off with a cool double-team wheelbarrow leg drop for two. AJ locked on the calf crusher. Woods broke it up. AJ Lee hit a double-team powerbomb. Then Woods and Kingston hung Dragon Lee up in the ropes, and Kofi gave him a leaping drop kick for two. That was sick. Woods then went for the Trouble in Paradise. Lee hit a hidden blade. AJ put Kofi on the ropes. Lee came off with a double stomp, which sent Kofi flying into the arms of AJ Styles, who hit a Styles Clash as Lee dove over the top, and they retained the titles. One of the darndest moves you ever did see at the finish of this match, although AJ Styles has done this before, like 20
actually,
years
it's
ago.
It's a this spot is a Young Bucks spot they've been doing lately.
Yeah, I know, but they don't go into the
Styles Clash. But it's a really cool looking move. This was a very, very good match. And
you know who makes that one happen? The guy taking it. So Kofi Kingston. Yeah. Kofi Kingston's the one that pulled that one off. Insane.
Spring off into the thing. This was a good match.
Yep. Women's champion Stephanie Vaquer was cutting a backstage promo in Spanish language when Liv approached and said she's back. The Vision came to the ring. Heyman said that on the first anniversary of Raw on Netflix in January, CM Punk will defend the title live on Netflix against the uncrowned heavyweight champion Bron Breakker. Bron then took the mic, and they made sure that you knew this was the best promo that he's ever cut. This was his mic drop promo, the biggest one of his career. Said he was disappointed by how easy it was to pin CM Punk after hearing how great he was, then standing across from him at War Games and realizing that he's nothing but a punk I'm not even going to say the other word. Some expletives.
We got 3 minutes left.
He talked about Punk, asking him if he's ready to cut promos with the big boys now. He said, consider the promo cut. Punk can't stand up to the real best of the world, which is him. And he slammed the mic down and left.
Even though I rush you, I got to say this. Sometimes there's an incredible promo that becomes legendary that's actually organic. The pipe bomb is a good example. Like, the pipe bomb was just supposed to be a heel promo by CM Punk against the babyface company. It totally backfired. People saw it as a bait, but it's like a legendary thing. And then there's promos like this, which are designed to be legendary, and those don't always work. But I thought that they did an excellent job. Braun did an excellent job. Everybody you could see, it was like their whole role was to like, oh my God, I can't believe this great promo this guy cut. It was incredible. I thought they 90% pulled it off. Yeah.
You know what they did pull off was a fantastic match between Gunther and Solo Sikoa.
Freaking awesome.
Oh my God. These guys, this is the best Solo Sikoa match you ever saw. I mean, I don't know where you put it in the annals of awesome Gunther matches, but this one was
low
up there. But it was nothing crazy. This was a fantastic professional wrestling match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Between two heels that nobody cared about early because it was heel versus heel. And by the end, they're going wild.
The crowd's there's a portion of the crowd chanting, let's go Gunther. And then there's a portion that's like, no. Solo's our guy tonight. So they're dueling back and forth. Let's go Gunther. Let's go Solo. Tala Tonga interferes. Crowd hates it. And this leads to Gunther hitting a mule kick on Tala Tonga. The ref is kind of distracted by that. He hits a low blow kick straight to the nards on Solo Sikoa.
Excuse me.
Power bombs him, and he gets the pin. This was awesome.
Yeah, I thought this match was fantastic. And they cut to the crowd afterwards, and dudes just start standing up. They're doing like the full standing ovation for this match. All right, we'll talk about the main event after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Take us through this main event, Tom.
The main event set up in the opening segment, Rhea Ripley and Io Sky taking on Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. This built to Rhea and Charlotte getting in the ring together after like 8 minutes of action, and the crowd was going crazy, and everybody started hitting finishers, big moves. The action was hot and heavy. The crowd was into it, and then what happened? All four women were down. The Kabuki Warriors ran down.
God.
They got in the ring and started kicking them.
That's all you could come up with? God.
That was it. My notes, and I concur, say, screw this. They put all four, the boots to all four women until it got better. Lyra and Bayley ran down. Liv Morgan and Raquel and Roxanne ran down. They annihilated everyone in this women's division. And they ended the show on top. And it does seem that indeed, as Liv Morgan promised, the Judgment Day is back on top. And they run Monday Night Raw.
So there you go. That's the update on Raw, everybody. I thought it was a good show.
That was a good professional wrestling show. A good professional wrestling action. Only one bad screw job finish at the end. But they made up for it with a good brawl, I thought.
You know what's amazing is SmackDown. You know, they were 3 hours and it was atrocious. And then they moved back to 2 hours. And for a while, it was still kind of atrocious. But now it's like, it's been really good the last several weeks. Maybe month. Maybe a couple months. And now they're just about to go back to 3 hours. God. I don't like it. All right. We got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Lance will be joining us. We'll talk about TNA. Brian and Vinny's show tonight, 20 years ago on TNA Impact, December 3, 2005. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.